Welcome to Shomar Shavuot and Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Yam Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevamah Staff and Base. The Gemara in Amud Aleph tells us that a person who does Be'ilo by a Yevamah and without Kiddush, without Maimer, even according to Rav Huna, that the mitzvah is to do Kiddushin and then Be'ilo, he's still Koinim. Says the Gemara, but it says in the Braiso, Loike, he does get Malkus. Answers the Gemara, Makas Mardus Midirabonon. It's only Makas Mardus Midirabonon. Here the Gemara says that Rav gave Makas Midirabonon for people that did things which in their level was inappropriate. Someone who's Mekadesh Bevio, even though Kiddushi Bio is good Kiddushin, but because it's an inappropriate thing to do, so Rabbonon gave a Makas, that's called Makas Mardus Midirabonon. Rash over here tells us that the difference between the Makas of the Torah and Malkus Derabanan is that the Malkus of the Torah is Malkus Arboim, which means 39 Malkus. But the Malkus of Rabbanan does not have that number. And Rashi does not explain what the number is, and there's a big discussion in the Rishonim. What exactly is the number of the Malkus of the Rabbanan? And the Mefarshim and the Mishnah on Nazir, Pegdal, Mishnah Gimel discuss this. Yerkiv Eger there points out that our Rashi seems to be very clear that there's a difference between Malkus Dereisa, which is 40 Malkus, 39 really, and the Malkus of the Rabbanon, which is a different number. And to explain this a little bit more, what's the difference between the Dereisa and the Rabbanon? We'll bring over here the Maharal explains in a few places the idea of the Malkus Arboim. Because Chazal tell us that even though it says in the Torah they have to give 40 Malkus, really it should be only 39. This is one of the examples the Gemara brings to show the Koyach of Rabbanon to reduce what the Torah says. The Torah says 40, and Rabbanon said only 39. Says the Maharal, what's the idea? The Torah says 40, why are Rabbanon saying 39? So explains the Maharal that we know that the Vlad, it takes 40 days for the Vlad to be created. As we know, the concepts are Boim Yoim Koidim Yitziris of Vlad. 40 days before, that's when the fetus is starting to be formed. And day number 40, that's when the Neshama goes into the body of the fetus, on day 40. Meaning for 39 days, that's when the roots of the body are being created. And then day 40 is the neshama is being created. So says the Maharal, that when the Torah says to give Malkus Arboim, 39 Malkus is connected the guf, which takes 39 days to create. The 40th is connected the neshama. So yes, an Adam is a creation of 40. Within 40 days, he has all his essence, all his roots of everything that's going to be developed later. When you give the Malkus, you're recreating the body. But the Neshama doesn't have to be recreated. The Neshama is always star. But the Neshama is part of the Guf. So the Torah tells you, Malkus Arboim, there's 40 Malkus. Because 40 Malkus means the Surah of Adam, which was created in 40 days, 39 connected the Guf, one connected the Neshama, is the Tzura 40. But once you go to the details and you start giving the Malkus, 39 is connected the Guf. Once you get to number 40, you have no need to give the Malkus. It's automatically fixed because the Neshama was never Mekulkul. So that's what the Chachamim knew. The Torah said 40 for the Tzura Kreleles, which is 40. But Lamai said the number of Malkus you need to give is only 39 connected the Guf. That's the famous Maharal. But what this Maharal is giving us and telling us is that when the Torah tells you to do Malkus Arboim, the idea of the 39 Malkus is that the 39 Malkus is a recreation of Adam. Kiviyakul, the Torah gave the ability for a person who did something wrong, he did a laugh, he was over in Aveiro, to recreate himself through the Malkus. That's a Malkus Derais. The Malkus Derabanan is very, very different. As Rashi Baya says, what's the Malkus Derabanan? It's called Malkus Mardus. What is it? Rashi says, Malkus Redui Midirabanan. It's when Rabbanon need to come and implement some kind of a policy. Rabbanon coming and seeing that human beings are deviating from Derech HaYashar, they need to push him back. Many of the Rishonim learn the Malkus Mardus is Achatetz and Afshar. They can hit him until he goes back to the path. It's more of a get there, of a way for Rabbanon to put people in the right place, not a recreation of Adam. It is a tool of Rabbanon to control the spirituality of Am Yisrael. So that's what it may be, the difference that Rashi is telling us over here. The Malkus Derais Arboim, that's a Yitzir of Adam. We're recreating Adam when you're doing Malkus Derais. You're recreating the human being. So you get to 40.
Malchus Darabonah is a whole different thing. Malchus Darabonah is a redo. It's to make sure that everybody's in the right path. That has nothing to do with that number. You're not recreating all of them over here. So that is Achitei Tzedav Shakoy Tosam. That is the way to bring people back to the path. It's a different understanding of what that Malchus is doing. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.